Good morning, good morning. Welcome to My Greenville Home. It is your host here today and every Saturday talking real estate. I'm Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty, Greenville Upstate. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us this Saturday as we chat about real estate and just bring you some local information about how you can really help yourself when it comes to real estate and making good decisions. And we would love to chat with you, love to hear from you. If you've got a topic that you'd like us to make sure we cover, you can always reach out to me through our website at mygreenvillehome.com. Shoot me an email, info@mygreenvillehome. And also later in the show, we take your questions. And you can go onto our website and put your questions on there if you'd like for us to cover your real estate questions on the air. You just go to mygreenvillehome.com/questions. And we will cover those for you. But today we got a packed show, lots to talk about here as we are now full into kind of back to school time. And people are getting settled into those new schedules, new practices and school drop off and pickups. You know, traffic's been crazy this past week with everyone kind of getting used to being back to school full time. Hopefully, if you're out and about today and they've got a question about real estate, you're kind of thinking about real estate, we would love to be the one that you reach out to. We have a great team of agents right here in the Greenville area. We operate all throughout the upstate and can help you when it comes to buying or selling real estate, whether it's vacant land, a lot, a property, a home, an investment property. All those kinds of things we can help you with, and you can reach out to me directly at 864-527-7685, and we would be happy to help you. Of course, you can also go to our website. Lots of great resources on our website for you as well, mygreenvillehome.com. And you can go on there and see some of our past shows that we've had, local guests here. We podcast those, put those out there for you to listen to at your convenience. You can go to the resources tab and go to just radio and TV, and you can see some of those segments that you can download and listen to. We also have some of our TV segments when we're on with Jack and Megan on Your Carolina. Every Friday, we talk about real estate with them and give them an update on the TV as well. And, of course, you can become one of our VIP members at Hamilton & Company, and all you have to do to be a VIP part of our program there is just refer someone that is looking to buy or sell real estate here in the upstate of South Carolina. They don't even necessarily have to end up buying anything, but we'll give you a gift, make you part of our VIP program, and just give you a thank you for that. So go check that out, mygreenvillehome.com. That's the best place to do that. You can see more information about our team, how we work. And, of course, if you're looking to buy real estate right now, it's kind of a nice time right now for buyers, kind of a little inside information, because as we kind of looked, this market has been very fast-paced this year. Homes are moving very quickly, seeing a lot of multiple offers on homes. And so a lot of buyers got a little frustrated with that and sort of sat out a little bit. And now that we're back to school, we're seeing more people kind of cool off a little bit. And so there's a nice window of opportunity right now in August, September, to maybe snag a deal here in the upstate. So if you want to go and see what is coming on the market and hitting the market every day, you can go to mygreenvillehome.com. We're connected directly to the MLS, so you're going to be the first to know when properties hit the market if you go sign up at mygreenvillehome.com. As opposed to Zillow, where there's some disconnect there. Sometimes people go on Zillow and they'll call us and they'll be like, "Can I see this property?" And we're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, that one's already under contract." Because Zillow, there's a delay there. So go on straight to the source, mygreenvillehome.com, and that way you can get connected to a home that matches what you're looking for here in the upstate. But one of the parts, most important parts, honestly, of making sure that your home is the castle, the place where you want to feel secure, is that whole idea of security and knowing that you're when you go home, that you are going to be comfortable and secure in your own property, that if anything should happen, that you'd have some evidence of that, and that the police would be notified. So home security is going to be our topic for today. And I want to talk about just some ideas there around home security and bring on an expert, someone that I know very well and has worked on my own house. And so I know firsthand just exactly the type of work that he does. So I want to bring on, we talk about this topic, bring on an expert, a true expert in this field who does a very professional job right here in the upstate. And so I've got Eric Watson on with us today with Multitech Corporation. And I was first introduced to Eric when we were building our house a few years ago, and I had reached out to some friends and said, who is the best person when it comes to home audio, TV, security, all those kinds of things? And his name kept coming up. So, Eric, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us a little bit about you and your company and what you do.
Well, we started this company, me and my father, back in 1986, so we've been in the area for a long time, and so it's we think that we offer a service that's kind of a whole house service and handle not just security but some cameras and some other things that you might need to kind of tie the whole package together, and we think we do that at a very practical perspective to not kind of get too crazy with the application, but make it user friendly.
Yeah, very good. So how did you guys, back in 1986, how did you guys get started?
Well, my dad, who at the time was selling for a product that people were very familiar with back in the day, which would be Newtone. And so he decided that he had kind of had enough of the traveling and felt like there was a niche to start installing some of that equipment. So so we began doing that. And back in those times, security wasn't really a big thing. You kind of had a key switch, if you will, and it would just kind of arm the perimeter of a house. It was very, very simple approach to security. So it's come quite a long way since then.
Yeah. So, so you guys started, your dad started, kind of, jumping off of Newtone and got into security. Did you get into installing like the Newtones? So those are the whole house audio systems, right?
Yeah, they offered, you know, some products that were much more popular back, you know, around that time, the early 2000s. And so they began to kind of phase out, and security became a product that, you know, you start to have a lot more manufacturers getting into that business as it became digitized, if you will, instead of the kind of the analog systems we had back in the day. So they've come a long way, and as, you know, Newtone kind of left that behind, and we picked that up with some different manufacturers. So just kind of, it's really been quite advanced over the past couple of years.
Yeah. So walk us through, we got about a minute before we take a break, but we'll dive a little deeper in with you. Walk us through kind of all the different services that you offer at Multitech.
Well, home security, of course, and then home surveillance. And then we do have our TV installation, audio video systems throughout the house. We do some networking from a residential standpoint. And so we try to make all those services kind of user-friendly. You know, today's world is all about connectivity. So it's really trying to provide those services for people who, and as you know, our time is on the move. So we want to be able to access a lot of the stuff we do from that great thing that we hold in our hand, which is our smartphone. So right. That's kind of that leads our just about everything we look at in today's time, for sure.
Yeah. Well, we are chatting with Eric Watson with Multitech here in Greenville, talking home security today, home surveillance, all things home technology that Eric can handle for you here in the upstate. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more with Eric and then also tell you how you can connect with him if you're curious about his services. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We'll be right back.
I've tried to cut these corners, try to take the easy way. I kept on falling short.
I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? We've been on this for a while now.
All right, all right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I am Dan Hamilton, your host here today and every Saturday. Really appreciate you tuning in and listening and your referrals. We love it when people listen to the show and they think about real estate, and they're having conversations with their friends and family, and they say, hey, you need to call Dan Hamilton. And we really, really appreciate that. And thank you for those referrals. They have helped us have a really great year serving a lot of families here in the upstate. So we are talking this week about home security, and I would put some other things underneath that category, home surveillance. I believe that's really part of security as well. Cameras, which are becoming very, very popular with a lot of homeowners out there, so they can really see what's happening around the perimeter of their home if something were to happen. And you know, Ring doorbells, all those kinds of things. We're seeing a lot of that. In fact, in real estate now, it's kind of it's very interesting because when you go look at a home, here's a tip. If you're looking for homes out there, don't stand on the front porch and talk about your strategy for buying your home or what you liked or didn't like about the home, because the homeowner is probably listening and or watching. So just a little tip for you there. Lots of people have home security and video and all that kind of stuff. So be real careful out there when you are or when you're looking at homes. But I want to have my friend Eric Watson on with us today. He is giving us some time to talk about home security, home surveillance, and really other things that he does as well, home audio and video types of work there. So, Eric, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, it's been great.
So we are, you told us kind of how your locally operated family business. I didn't realize your dad had started. That's really neat to be able to do that. And one of the things I love about working with Eric is when you call and you have something that you need to have done, it's actually Eric. It's not some random guy that shows up that may or may not have, just learned, gotten out of high school or whatever and learning something. But it's Eric, and he, will have a helper and stuff, but it's you, Eric, right? That actually does the work.
Yeah, I would say that's one of the things that if there's anything that sets us apart is, when from start to finish, I'll be there. And on the back end of the service call, I'll be the one who comes out. And, so we keep it small and, we're not trying to set, I'm not trying to have employees all over the place running around. So we want to make sure that, at least I want to make sure I'm on top of it and I know exactly what's going on. So you're exactly right. You're not going to have somebody who shows up who is not familiar with the house or, not familiar with you.
Right. And I think that's just a real, especially when it comes to home security and those types of things. I mean, you're just having someone that you know and can trust and knows your home, knows what your goals are with what you're doing is great. So what would you say, I mean, besides that, Eric, what are some other things that kind of separate you versus some other companies out there that do what you do?
Well, just kind of like I said before, you've got somebody who's familiar with the area, grown up here, and knows the layout kind of the upstate. And, most importantly, I keep going back to it, is just, me being the one that when you call, you're going to get me. You're not going to get, of course, you may get I may have to get back to you, but I'm going to be the one getting back to you, and I'm familiar with your job. So most of the time we can do a lot of troubleshooting and taking care of some things, even just via a phone call. So saving you time from having to set up a service call with me and also saving some money.
Yeah. So our topic today is really kind of security, home security. I know that's just one part of what you do. So kind of walk us through, if someone were to be interested in getting their home secured through an alarm system and even surveillance, what are some of the steps that they would take to work with you?
Yeah, I think if you're starting from the ground up, with new construction, obviously you want to look at wiring for all these possibilities down the road, because especially if there's a multi-level house, it's hard to get back to some areas. So you want to take that in consideration. But, as you said, if you're looking at a new home and you want to look at some of these new services, as you've mentioned, the Ring is very popular. We have several camera systems that are wired and wireless, so they both have advantages and disadvantages. But sometimes the house just dictates what you can and can't do. So I think you want to make sure you don't rule things out, and you want to think a little bit beyond just burglary in my mind. You want to think about fire protection. You know, we've got carbon monoxide, we've got flood detection, you know, for people who may have a basement. So, you know, some things like that that give you some a little bit more in touch of what's going on that you might not need police for, but also you're not relying on your neighbor to see something going wrong when you're out of town. So you want to be able to have some feedback from your own home.
Yeah. So you offer the traditional kind of alarm and the monitoring and all that, and the police connection that goes along with that?
Yeah, we sure do. And with us, you know, we love to monitor our home. I don't think there's any way better to do it. But occasionally we have a customer who just, you know, wants something that can make them feel good when they're at home at night, and it's just going to make some noise. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, they want what we would call a local system. And that's something we would still entertain and do for a customer, whereas sometimes companies that just want to monitor you, you know, are not interested in that business. So we do offer that as well.
Okay. And then the next sort of iteration, next level would be like home cameras, security cameras. Talk to us a little bit about that, some considerations that people would need to have in order to install cameras.
Yeah, as I mentioned, so wireless, making it very easy to kind of put them wherever you want to. So if you want notification of a package delivery or, you know, someone coming over, and you want to have that ability to get those notifications, it's nice to know something. You see it when it arrives. So that's become very popular in the surveillance, if you will, category, but really just checking in on your home. You know, if you've got, you know, me personally, just kind of looking in throughout the day, whether or not it's just as you know, this week these storms blew through, you know, you can kind of check in on the perimeter of your house and see what's going on. You know, if you've got, if you live in an area where you might have been close to one of these touchdowns this past week, you know, you can kind of get a handle what's going on if you're out of town or vacationing. So, you know, I always like just kind of being in touch with it. Just to me, it's comforting being able to look out and just kind of see what's going on.
Yeah. So, why would someone contact you versus, I mean, there are some do-it-yourself kind of things you can put cameras up. What would be the difference between doing that and calling you?
Yeah, I guess it would be the level of what you're looking to accomplish. I mean, if you want a camera inside and, you know, you're just kind of watching the kids and, you know, it's pretty do it yourself, no doubt about it. But, you know, if you really want to have a custom system put in where you've got good potential 4K quality video, that you can look back on, it's tough to get over the counter. And even tougher, you know, trying to wire those things in a hidden way throughout the house. You know, because when you look at a wireless system versus a wired, you've got some maintenance there. You know, you've got things that have got to be recharged or stay plugged in. So you want to make sure you pick something that's not going to be inconvenient for you to not only install, but to keep up and running for yourself.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is kind of put all this up, and we don't want our customers forgetting about the stuff that we put in because it's either not practical or it's just not convenient for them. So we want to make sure we tailor the right equipment to the right person.
Yeah. Very good. So what are some other, just any other security kind of considerations that maybe some people haven't really thought of that they should think of?
You know, I would just make sure that you were thinking about integrating. One of the most important things for me is fire. You know, I have had a personal situation at my house a couple of years ago where the fire alarm went off and gave us a jump, if you will, to take care of it. So it's not at all always about, in my mind, the breaking. I mean, sometimes those things are just going to happen, and it really doesn't matter what you have.
Yeah.
But the ability to stop something catastrophic like a house fire, especially if you lived off the beaten path or, you know, this is during the day when not many people would be home to see what's going on. Or, you know, like I said, a potential flood issue for a basement gives you a big opportunity to stop, you know, major damage before it just gets out of hand. So that's one thing I would say to look at, other than just, you know, trying to keep somebody from kicking your door in.
Yeah, very good. Well, I know, I mean, just from personal experience, you've done a great job at our house with you know, mounting cameras and mounting TVs. Our whole audio throughout our house, Sonos has been great. We love it, and I know you can do that for folks. So what if someone wanted to, on any one of those things, they wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, website is multitechcorporation.com. You can go on there for some contact info. Of course, my cell phone number is great. Write to me at 864-420-2629. Office number 864-297-0025. And email is multitech.sc for South Carolina, number1@gmail.com. Best way to get me.
Awesome. Multitech Corporation. We've been talking with Eric Watson, the owner operator of that today. Eric, thank you so much for joining us as we talk home security and all those kinds of things. You're listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton. We'll be right back.
Say you want to move on.
All right, all right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton. Thank you so much to Eric Watson with Multitech Corporation. Eric does a great job. If you're looking for any kind of home audio, video, surveillance, I know he does home, the central vacuums, all kinds of stuff related to that. So multitechcorporation.com. And he is right here in Greenville. And he personally is involved in every job, which is one of the things that I really appreciate, because when you call, you are going to talk to Eric and not someone in the Philippines or someone, you know, just anywhere. So Eric does a great job. Feel free to connect with him if you are interested in home security, home surveillance, home audio, all those types of things. So I want to tell you about a great property that we have listed if you are a horse person and want a great property in Taylor's to keep your horses. This is a good one. It is 6806 Mountain View Road in Taylor's, about a 4,000 square foot home on 12 acres, four bedrooms, basement. Absolutely phenomenal. Very close to Mountain View Elementary School. It's got everything you already just set up for you for horses and all kinds of things out there. The barn, stables, a riding ring, fence, pasture, all this stuff. So $799 is the price. It's been nicely. There's some new things that have been done to it even since it's been on the market, and ready for you to jump in and enjoy that property. Go to mygreenvillehome.com/ actually, just go to mygreenvillehome.com and then type in 6806 Mountain View Road, and it will pop right up for you, and you can see that. But we'd love for you to take a look at that property. One of our agents can show it to you this weekend, and you can take a look. We are, like I mentioned earlier in the show, pretty good little time right now for buyers to take advantage of what I would call the real estate market kind of comes in waves. And so like the waves come in and out and, you know, ebb and flow. And I think we're in a little bit of a lull because people are kind of focused on getting back to school, new transitions in life and new schedules, all those kinds of things. So, home buying might be put on the back burner for some people. So if that doesn't apply to you and you still have time to look, this is a good time. And we are getting a lot of folks calling us now. They're ready to get their home on the market too as things get settled back in and they're ready to focus on that. So nice little opportunity for buyers as interest rates are still quite low, very, very low out there. So take a look at that and connect with us, mygreenvillehome.com. We'd love to help you. And of course, our friend Daryl Holland is the real estate attorney that we recommend. You go to upstateclosings.com. If you are a home buyer here in South Carolina, you get to pick your closing attorney. And we always recommend Daryl. They do a great job. I was just there yesterday, had a refinance of an investment property. We personally use Daryl, and they just make it so easy. They do a great job, get all the work done for you. They always return their emails and their phone calls by the end of that business day. So you know that if you have a question, you're going to get responded to. And I can't say that for every attorney out there in Greenville, for sure, where they just have a really high level of customer service and making sure that they are responding and being proactive. So go to upstateclosings.com or give them a call at 864-467-0500. And Daryl and his team, Chris, Quinn, the whole crew, they will take good care of you, especially if you mention that you heard about him on the radio with Dan Hamilton. Well, we have been chatting about home security, and there's definitely, if you've got your home on the market, even more considerations that you want to think about when it comes to home security. As your home is on the market, there's people kind of coming in and out that you don't know, can't monitor that situation. So let's talk about some measures that you can take to secure your home, your valuables, your property when your home is on the market. So number one, never show your home alone. This is definitely one of the biggest things that if you're a for sale by owner that you need to look out for, be very careful with, and figure out how to get around this. But when more people are present, your risk of experiencing crime decreases significantly. So if it's just you versus you and four or five people in your home, you're going to have much more likely of having some crime experienced during that time. In fact, it's one of the biggest reasons you really should think about hiring a realtor, is to make sure you've got that added security of you don't even have to be there during the showings. Your realtor will take care of that, all those kinds of things. Number two, you want to turn away drop-by viewers, people that just knock on the door and say, hey, can we come take a look? It might seem counterintuitive to turn away prospective buyers, but you should never show your home to someone who doesn't have an appointment. Just say, hey, look, we can't show it right now. If you'll come back at 6 p.m. or whatever time, scheduling that showing ensures that you and your agent have the name of that person and a contact information in case they were to try to do you harm. Number three, you want to communicate with friends, family, and agents. Keep your friends and family informed of the showing schedule and that where you will be throughout the day. Stay in touch with your agent. Make sure that you up to date on who is showing your home. Number four, be wary of unexpected agents. Sometimes criminals will go to pretty extreme lengths to get into your home. They may even try to pose as a buyer's agent or some other professional like a home inspector, something like that. So as such, you should be very wary of anyone that shows up unannounced or without an appointment. If they are an agent, we have ways of getting those appointments through our showing time, so you know that that's a for sure appointment by an agent. We also have secure lockbox access that only agents can get with our electronic keys. So you want to, if you're there, feel free to ask for identification before allowing anyone into your home. If you still have reservations about letting them in, call your agent. Say, hey, you know, do you know this person? Are they supposed to be here today? So make sure that you are be very wary of anyone trying to pose as an agent, an inspector, an appraiser, anything like that. If all else fails, just feel free to turn them away. Say, hey, look, I just don't feel comfortable. Can you make another appointment and you know, go from there? If they really are, you know, who they say they are, they're going to be more than understanding to do that. Number five, we're talking about some security measures you can take when your home is on the market. Number five, you want to secure your valuables and sensitive information prior to showings. So most likely your home is already depersonalized, hopefully, if you went through that process. So your photos, clutter, other personal belongings are out of sight. But make sure you take a moment to secure all your other valuables any cash, credit cards, antiques, computers, electronic equipment, prescription medications, very important there as well. Get those out of the way. And anything that has maybe sensitive information, you have tax returns, bills, bank statements, calendars, invitations, all those kinds of things, just get them out of the open area, put them in a secure location, maybe even in a home safe, something like that. These are all items that criminals will look for to commit theft or identity fraud. So be really careful of that. Remove them from the home entirely if it's possible. Otherwise, put them in a secure location in a safe. You should also secure your pets to reduce the risk of a possible lawsuit. We've seen this happen where dogs are out and maybe bite someone that is at the home viewing it. That could be a potential liability situation on your part. So you want to make sure your pet, you've done everything possible to secure your property from anyone being harmed. Number six, skip open houses. We just really don't recommend to have an open house because that is a great time for criminals to kind of come in, case your house, look for different things. They may not strike at that time, but they kind of get an idea of the layout of your home, all those kinds of different things there, and then come back at a later time. So we typically recommend that our clients skip open houses. They don't do that. If it's a vacant home, we are more open to that, but we just never want to put our clients in a situation where they could be putting themselves in danger. So selling your home doesn't have to put you at a risk for crime. With some of these precautions, you and your family can be safe during this process. But most importantly, I would say hire a real estate agent that you trust that can help really implement a lot of these for you, and you don't have to do this on your own. Your best interest is our priority, and we'll make your home safe and secure and definitely keep your family as secure as possible as you get your home marketed and move on. So we are talking home security today. We've got to take our last break. We've got our Ask Dan segment, a few other things to wrap up in our show. But you are listening to My Greenville Home. Thank you so much. Got to take a break, and we will be right back. On the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in line. Say you want to move on. All right. We are back. Thank you so much for joining us this Saturday morning. We really appreciate you tuning in, listening. If you're out and about, and if you've ever got questions about real estate, I'd love to be your source to help you through some of those. Now we're in our 20th year selling real estate here in the Greenville area, and we really appreciate all the referrals and business that you have sent our way as listeners to the show. And you can always go to mygreenvillehome.com. You can give me a call at 864-527-7685, and would love to walk you through this. The real estate market here in Greenville is just it has changed a lot over the past few years. In fact, Greenville is now the largest housing market in South Carolina, according to an article I read this morning. We are one of the fastest. Now the census data is out and released for the state. Greenville is one of the fastest growing counties in the state. It's the largest county by population, and we've had about a 1.7% growth rate every year since 2010. And I would say over the past probably 2 or 3 years, that it's even more than that. Lots of people moving here, and we can really help you position your property to make sure that you're appealing to the widest variety. Lots of folks coming and go from there. You know, it used to be you wanted to maybe hire the neighborhood expert, maybe someone in your neighborhood who was an agent and knew that specific neighborhood market. But in these days, it's really a good idea to hire an agent that can really promote your home, not only locally, statewide, nationally, but worldwide. I mean, there are people moving here from all over the place, and that's where our reach, Hamilton & Company, really comes into play, and we can help position your home in a way that appeals to lots of folks moving here, a lot of people moving from California, from all over the place. And we will make sure that we can get the highest dollar amount for you possible with the least amount of hassles in the shortest period of time as well, because nobody wants to spend a lot of time with the home on the market, especially if you live in your home. That can be very, very inconvenient. And we would be happy to kind of walk you through some of our processes. We have a proven systematic approach to make sure that homes get sold in a very efficient manner. We're going on close to 200 homes sold year to date just on our team. And that is just a testament to the great systems and the great people that we have on our team. That's not me bragging. That's just saying that we've got some super duper people on our team that really put customers and clients first, and just do an excellent job. And I'm honored to be in business with them. So go to mygreenvillehome.com. You can see, you can jump on there, see some of our agents that are on the team. If you're thinking about a change in your career, maybe you're in real estate and you've struggled to get your business up and running and going. I can't imagine, you know, I remember when I started real estate, it was a different time 20 years ago, but getting into real estate now over these past couple of years, I think is even more challenging than it has ever been. And if you are struggling to kind of get a foothold in the business, you might want to look at a team as an option. And we'd love to talk to you and see if it's a good fit. A lot of our team members are making very good money, very comfortable, and they have a great support system around them and a great team to make sure that they are not having to spend 24 hours a day in their business, but are able to do the things that they love to do, and that's help clients negotiate all those kinds of things. So go on there. You can also check our careers page on mygreenvillehome.com as well. Just go to the resources tab, pull that down, and you'll see careers, and you can actually apply right there online on our website. Of course, don't forget about our VIP program. If you want to refer someone to us, we'll give you a gift just for that that referral. They do not have to buy anything necessarily in order for you to get that gift. And it's just a way of us saying thank you for thinking of us when it comes to telling people about buying or selling here in the upstate of South Carolina. Well, I want to tell you about one more home that we have listed. If you're looking for a great property, it is on some acreage, about 2.2 acres on McKinney Road. Gorgeous, gorgeous house, 780,000, 240 McKinney Road. All the bells and whistles that you're looking for on 2 acres, casually elegant, exceptional floor plan, double lot, no detail, just missed on this property. Hard to describe, but if you're looking for it's got a gorgeous gate, so you're kind of behind gated area there, in-ground pool, just everything that you want to be looking for in a great property at 240 McKinney Road. Go check that out on mygreenvillehome.com. Well, we've got to go to our Ask Dan segment. We want to answer your questions here today. Kevin in Spartanburg has asked, I'm selling my home for the first time. What do I need to do to prepare my home for a listing? And I'm glad, Kevin, that you asked this question before you started doing things, because sometimes we get, you know, people call us just like, I want to get my home on the market and I've already done this, this, and this. And sometimes they do things that aren't necessary. Sometimes they do things that are perfect. But I think it's always a good idea to just have an agent come, take a look at it, connect with your home, look at it, and give you some ideas. There are some things that you just don't need to do. But really, I would say, you know, depersonalizing, declutterizing, we always talk about that. Go ahead and start taking down some of those personal photos, the different collections you might have, and start cleaning out, you know, just go get a pod. One of those pods, have it delivered to your house, and start just putting things in there that you don't need every single day, things that you aren't going to need while your home's on the market. But the declutterizing is really the biggest thing that I see people need to do, just make sure that they don't have excess stuff in their house. We all collect things, but just moving those out is really the best thing to start preparing. And then you know, if you've got some dated parts of your home, your kitchen, maybe some colors that are a little outdated, you might want to consider paint. That's the best return on investment, really kind of spiffing things up a little bit. Paint is really the cheapest, best thing to do to really update and modernize your home if it's a little bit dated. And then cleaning. I would just always suggest people have a nice, clean home before they go on the market. Do a deep spring cleaning, like your preparation there. Really makes a difference. People recognize a home that's clean and well cared for, and you're going to get top dollar for a home that is in great condition. So good question, Kevin. And I would say the next thing is just give us a call. We'd love to come take a look at it for you and give you some specific tips on your particular home. Another question, Sandra asks, I'm interested in purchasing a property to rent. So what are some home features to look out for? So this is another really good question. You know, a lot of folks right now have a lot more equity in their family residence than they might even realize. And it's a great way to tap into some of that equity and maybe buy a rental property with a home equity line of credit and use that for a down payment on a rental property. And so some things you might want to look out for, and I would do some research, go on to like rentometer.com. It's a great way to free resource to get an idea of what homes rent for in certain neighborhoods. You might be surprised that, you know, sometimes a two bedroom home gets the same amount or sometimes in some neighborhoods even more than a three bedroom home from a rent standpoint. So look at, you know, kind of different things there, but some of the features you're really going to want to kind of think the same way that a home buyers look, that you want to be near jobs, near, you know, great resources for people to get work. You want to be near good schools, shopping, all those kinds of things. When it comes to for a rental property, people that rent are looking for all those same things. They got to get to a grocery store. They need to get to work. They need to get to school. They're looking for good schools for their families. So look for all those really same things that you would want to look for if you were looking to buy a home. And one of the things I always kind of recommend to people looking to buy investment properties is look in those neighborhoods where they are just what you might call working class. So the people all, you know, they work, you might, what in the old days we call blue collar jobs. I don't know that they even call those anymore, but good working neighborhoods where people get up every day, they go to work, they work hard and come back home. They might be not a, you know, luxury neighborhoods, but they're just right kind of down the middle. And I like to specifically look at the median household price and kind of stay at that or under. That's a great way to kind of look at things as well, where you don't necessarily want to be at the top of the market. You're going to have a diminishing return on investment when you are looking at kind of the luxury home market for rent. But your best return on investment, your ROI, is going to be in the kind of the right in the middle class type neighborhoods. And really the rule of thumb that a lot of investors look for is called the 1% rule. And that means that you'd like to get in rent back 1% of every month of the price of the home. So for instance, if you buy a $100,000 property, you'd like to get $1,000 a month in rental income. And that's, it's tough to do right now. That's not, a few years ago in Greenville you could have, but the way that home prices have escalated, it's hard to get that exact ratio because rents haven't quite gone up as much as home values have. But if you're, you know, buying a $150,000 house, if the closer you can get to $1,500 a month in rent, the better. But a lot of times you're probably going to be more like $1,100, $1,200. And that's not a bad return on investment when you put, you know, 20-25% down on a property there. So we can help you kind of walk through some of those numbers, give you some ideas, give you some good neighborhoods to look for when it comes to buying an investment property. And Sandra, that is a very, very good question. Well, we are about out of time today. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate Eric Watson coming on today, talking home security, giving us some ideas there. If you want to connect with him, go to multitechcorporation.com. Multitechcorporation.com, or give him a call at 864-420-2629. You will talk directly to Eric. He does all the work himself. He'll connect with you and do a very good job for you, as he does for us. So thanks, Eric, for coming on today. We'd love to help you when it comes to real estate. Connect with me, mygreenvillehome.com or 864-527-7685. We're always looking for great small businesses to feature on here as well, so connect with us if you want to get your small business featured with us as well. You've been listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton. We'll see you next week.